In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Mitch, please.
All right, guys, something caught my ear from last night's Commanders win over the Bengals. It stemmed back from earlier this past week where Cincinnati quarterback Cam Taylor-Britt compared Jaden Daniels in the Washington offense to a college offense.
Yeah, Capone, they don't make them do a lot. So they keep it really simple for them. Nice college offense. Kingsbury's the OC, so you know, just keep it real simple for them.
Now, of course, after Daniels' solid performance last night over against the Bengals, Zach Taylor, the head coach, was asked about Taylor-Britt's comments and didn't seem to like him.
That's not what we do. That's not what we do. We praise our own team, praise the other team. We don't need to take shots like that. That team hasn't punted in 2 weeks. They've scored on every single possession the last 2 weeks. So I've got a tremendous amount of respect for what they're doing over there. I've known Cliff a long time. I knew paired with that quarterback, this was going to be a very dangerous offense to play against, and they've proven that so.
Well, it's a stupid thing to say. I mean, when you get shredded by a rookie, he goes 21-23. He puts up, you know, two touchdowns, orchestrates the offense brilliantly. You don't want to poo-poo that after the game.
Right? I did not hear that before. Thank you very much for bringing that to our attention there, Mitch. Is saying a guy runs a college offense, is that not an insult?
That's an insult. That's definitely an insult.
Even though hands down. You're seeing more attributes from the college offenses in the NFL game than you did 10 years ago.
Yeah, no, that is true. In a space where you didn't necessarily see that occurring or people, you know, frowned upon it, now you see it a lot more. There's a lot of carryover and a lot of offensive styles in the league.
Go ahead, Tone. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Rodney McLeod in studio with us. So I found this interesting that, you know, you guys are going up against the Raiders this week, and their coach has been very outspoken. Obviously,
we have audio of that,
by the way. Obviously somebody who, you know, at this stage of his coaching career does really mince words. Here's what he had to say about his team's humiliating loss to what we all thought was the worst team in football.
No, they didn't. I think as the game went on, I don't think it was a team. I think there was definitely some individuals that made business decisions and will make business decisions going forward as well.
So business decisions, when he's saying that, I said, we played that audio on Monday. I said, well, you are going to get a very physical Raiders team when you play them this week, because that was a wake-up call. And that does happen from week to week. You know, we went over Kevin Stefanski's record after a loss. It's incredible. You know, the Browns have bounced back big time over the years. Well, this is a brand new head coach, but someone who certainly knows the league.
Yeah, absolutely. Antonio Pierce, I mean, he, of course, player, now coach, defensive player at that. So the way that he is built is off of physicality, toughness, like hard-nosed ball. And so for him to call out his, you know, his team in that way, that is going to send a loud message, and I'm sure he is vocalizing that as, you know, as we speak. And so you got to expect that to translate over into his players, you know, this upcoming Sunday.
So what's the difference between tough talk and like making an ass of himself as a head coach? Like, because you can only do that so much. Like, what, it's got to be a fine line between being silly and calling out players and being disrespectful to that. Because it's like, okay, Antonio Pierce played the game at a high level for a long time, was mm-hmm. a very good football player. Mm-hmm. And him saying that about business decisions, I'm going, well, he goes from experience in the locker room as a player, and he knows a business decision when he sees one. Nobody's stupid out here. We all know that some guys are going to do it.
Right.
I don't know if he can continue to do that at some point. Like, it's going to be like, well, aren't you the coach of the football team?
Yeah, correct. I think you have to understand your team. And maybe for him, he knows how his team will respond if he pushes out that sort of narrative. And I, obviously, I feel like he had to look at the film well enough, maybe, to be able to, you know, make a remark like that. That's a pretty
strong
remark. And so that is going to ruffle some feathers, and people are going to, you know, look in the mirror, is he talking about me? But at the end of the day, he put that identity out for his team. And so, again, they're up and they have to respond accordingly too, and maybe accept his challenge that we embody toughness and like I said, all of those sort of things that I'm sure he's ingrained in that team, and they didn't demonstrate that on Sunday. And so he wants to see a lot more of that show itself on Sunday versus us.
What are you doing out in the community today? I know we got to get going here, but you got your foundation that you're working with. What do you guys got coming up here?
Today?
Not today. I'm sorry. I said today. The proverbial today. The future.
Yeah.
The future.
I do have my mentorship program launching out back in Philadelphia today. So that's exciting. We've expanded not only in one school in Philadelphia, we're now in two, going on year three. So that's good stuff. And of course, we're gearing up, you know, for the holidays in a couple months. So we're preparing for that and just trying to do the best that we can to continue to serve others.
Outstanding.
Yep.
Rodney, thank you very much for the time. Hopefully a much better Tuesday with us next week.
You guys working on a dance for this week?
Yeah, we always got a celebration up. So the drum line, unfortunately, you know, it's gone, it's forgotten, and we got to move on to something else. So we're going to put our heads together. GD normally orchestrates that, and we'll see what we could come up with.
Do you have somebody who's the designated lookout person, looking out for a flag, to wave it off last
Someone's
second?
Someone's going to have to look around to make sure, because you don't want to burn one of those celebrations for no reason.
Yeah, we you know, we're not even going to think on that. We're going to stay positive. We're going to go out and get a win on Sunday, come back to Cleveland. And better spirits.
We love it. Rodney, thank you for the time.
You know it.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.